97.9 FM, WCHL, Ron Stutz here, along with Lauren Stafford. Say good day to Lauren Stafford.
Thank you for the standing ovation.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you being here.
No need to clap. It's okay.
Okay.
I'm here all week.
Let me calm down.
Don't get too excited there. Fall out of your chair. Yeah. All right, we have a great joke from Wiley Post.
Oh, okay.
You don't seem that excited.
That wily guy.
So, a very well-known international furniture and interior decorator DIY store recently set up a customer assistance department.
Mm-hmm.
The first call they got was from a lady who had purchased a wardrobe early in the morning. She explained that after assembly, the wardrobe had crumbled 3 times when the public transport bus passed in front of her house. Very rickety. It's a very rickety wardrobe.
Very strange.
Right. The store sent a technician over to her place. Mm-hmm. He reassembled the wardrobe, which was in the night hall on the second floor.
Okay.
So I guess a hallway.
Okay.
And they went into it to observe what would happen when the bus, which was due a few minutes later, went by. So they're trying to recreate, I guess, what she's claiming is the crumbling of her wardrobe.
Okay.
The phone rang just then, and the lady went downstairs to take the call. Just then, her husband came home from work with a terrible flu condition. Hearing his wife on the phone, he trudged upstairs where he found the wardrobe. On opening one of the doors and seeing the man inside, he exclaimed, "What the dickens are you doing in here?" To which the guy replied, "I know you'll never believe this, but I'm waiting for the bus." That was a very long, convoluted joke to get to that punchline. I will just say that.
Sounds like a Wiley Post joke.
It does sound like a Wiley Post joke. Thanks, Wiley.
All right. Hey, listen. Have a good day.
You too.